the pleasure of speaking to you. I'm going to kind of condense 45 minutes of teaching into 10. So let me talk real fast, try to get it all in. But I'm just going to actually, you know, he didn't really want me to speak last night because he didn't want to mess up. You know, anytime you have a conference, there's like this crescendo. You know, usually the last speaker brings it. So tonight, Father Mark Finley will be demonstrating all the gifts for us, right? How to move in all the gifts. He always has these props, too, so it's always cool. I'm going to shoot Father Terry out of a cannon tonight or something, our little circus midget prince from Birmingham. What I want to talk to you about, just really quick, something very real in my life. Last night, we were going to talk about a little bit of just stewarding the gifts. You know, as they grow, they are gifts, but we do get to grow in them, right? And as we steward those, just a life of holiness and walking before the Lord is a really good way. But one thing I want to talk about, kind of the introduction to that, is what I'm going to talk about now, is just about just the grace of God, right? And we know the gifts are gifts, right? They're gifts by the grace of God. Something, again, we don't earn. You'll never get to the place where you earn them. They're always gifts, right? John 1. And the Word became flesh, I love you, and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and full of truth, or reality. John testified about Him and cried out, saying, "This man was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, and he existed before me. And of his fullness we have all received." Right? Past tense. Grace upon grace. Where it's like waves coming in. Grace upon grace. Okay? So of his fullness we've received, right? The gifts. We have all the gifts, right? It's the testimony of Jesus. The life of Jesus lived in and through us, right? So kind of look at it like looking at the gifts. I used to kind of separate them. You know, you have your kind of your Christian life, and then you come to conferences, learn about the gifts, and then when you come together as a church, you kind of practice the gifts, right? But actually, if the gifts are the very life of Jesus, then they should be operating all the time. It should be just really normal, right? Just normal, everyday life, functioning in these great gifts by the grace of God. Okay, even in my ministry, our inner healing and counseling ministry, Bishop mentioned earlier today, I depend on this, right? When people come to see me, the Lord will release the words of knowledge, discernment of spirits. I remember years ago, just this person was coming to see me, and they had been, in and out of a mental hospital, I think 14 times, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say to this person? And then Jesus said, you know, took me back to Isaiah. The very first thing he mentioned to Jesus there, but the word is that he is like, he'll be a wonderful person, right? And he said, just plug him in. I know exactly what I'm saying. Okay? And that's part of the life of Christ and the gifts. And just so, if y'all that are here, we're having a Holy Spirit conference. I'm sorry. It's what is happening to people who are going through it, but it's a very practical word for us too. Okay? Now, if you can't really put a definition on grace, because I've always heard is, you know, God's riches that Christ is the experience. But a couple of years ago at a Joel Summit where we get together as clergy and just kind of hang out with the Lord to seek Him, kind of came up with this working definition. Bishop Mainly, I think you may have added a word that you like too, or something like that. But let me read it to you. So it makes sense, because don't you look at grace as something, you know, grace has a face, this person, Jesus, something that's tangible that we can apply and receive. Here's a definition. God's limitless and continual affection, acceptance, ability, and activity as a free gift in the person of Christ, flowing from His goodness in you, through you, into you. Okay? Once again, it's God's continual affection, acceptance, His activity, and His ability, right? As a free gift in the person of Christ, flowing from His goodness through you, through your life, okay? In you, to you. Okay? So, if we've received this fullness, grace upon grace, okay? That should be a continual thing that we're doing. Let me read this. Really cool verses. Just kind of go over a couple real quick to remind you. Bishop read these yesterday in Romans chapter 12. Paul said this. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another, and since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Okay. Seasoned real quick. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained. That means you have it. You have access. You've got it. Right? You're ripping it. We have obtained our introduction. But actually, that word is access. So you have this access by faith into this grace in which you stand. So that word stand is actually a word where if you plant something, like if you put a plant in the ground and you have this wire cage, right, or a stake in the ground, something that holds, like you're planted. So you're planted in this thing called grace, right? You have constant access to this grace, right? And that's where you live. Planted in, right? Now, just to make this more practical to us, I love this verse, it's one of my favorite ones. 5:17. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. Okay? So look at it in a very practical way of receiving the grace of God in context with the gifts, ruling and reigning in life. So if I'm ruling and reigning in life, and I'm receiving the grace of God, I'm receiving His ability and His activity, right? Through me. Okay? So that fits in the grace of God. The gifts are from the grace of God, right? And those who receive it will rule and reign. So this is how it works for me in a very practical sense on a daily basis, because I've had this really bad chronic neck condition, had a couple of surgeries, so I'm basically in pain all the time, right? Pain kind of, you know, decreases, increases. When it increases and it starts pinching like it is now, I have a terrible headache, which I do right now, okay? But I have to get up here and do this. So part of my life and part of my prayer life has been, Lord, I just receive your grace to do this, to speak through. I'm going to come up here on a daily basis to for our daily Eucharist, and we've got to get up and we give prophetic words for people, right? My prayer is, okay, Lord, I feel terrible, but I receive your grace to do this. Because I have it, right? It's already in me. If I receive your ability, I receive your grace because I have it. I have your fullness. Your fullness is in me. This is about experiencing your fullness, then I want to receive it. I receive the ability. I receive the ability to get up and give words. When I wake up in the morning, you know, I receive, Lord, I've got to go teach two classes over here. God, I receive, thank you for your grace. I receive your ability. I receive your grace to go and do this. And that's part, maybe that'll help you some, because when you're one to, you know, take this out for a spin, just think about it as you have it, right? And this grace of God that you're full of, and our little definition that we've done there, that you're full of His ability, you're full of His activity, and you're full of His power already. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign. You have access into this grace in which you stand. That means I can function in these gifts just by doing something very simple. God, I receive your grace to do this. And then I have to move. You know, like Andrew is here. Andrew had to get up and move. That's kind of a pathetic thing if you were here last night. Then you have to get up and move, right? If I'm going to receive his ability, then I have to move. I have to give him access to my body. And so one way he's been real speaking to me, because I'm a very visual person, is I've been seeing these quarters lately playing around. And, God, the number 5 is grace, right? And so 25 cents is just a multiple of grace upon grace. And I just see these laying around. And the Lord's just reminding me, grace upon grace. Receive my grace. Even though you're feeling terrible, it has nothing to do with your feelings. Receive my grace. Receive. And so, you know, I just see them laying around anywhere. I wish I could see dollars or something. Yeah, a lot better. But this is a real truth to me. It's been part of my daily life experience. It's just, I want to walk in all that God has given us. It's just as simple as that. Receive the grace that you have. Receive his ability. His activity. It's always a gift. It's coming. So when you get a chance to take things out today, to spin, and you really want to do it, receive it. Thank you for it. And that's so important that we give thanks. That's part of the word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Doesn't it say in 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. This is God with you, Christ Jesus. Do not miss this way. So I want to be a person who stewards well. If you go back and read, we don't have time, Ephesians chapter 3, Paul talks about that. That he stewards, it says he stewards the grace of God. Amen. Then the Father said,